Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, they're attempting to pull the wool over our eyes one more time. Really shouldn't be a big surprise. I mean, how many times do we have to go through this before we realize that 90% of the information we're given is an attempt to pull the wool over our eyes, quite frankly. Now, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, let's start at the beginning, and then I'll tell you why. Things may not be quite the way they seem. We all remember that Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home was raided by the FBI. And the FBI said they were looking for classified top secret documents, which they found locked in a safe. At the time, Donald Trump had said, well, yeah, they knew I had them. They came and they took some. Some of them they told me, we had a little debate of whether I should be in possession of them or not. They told me to put an extra lock on the door. And I did that. We were negotiating which ones they wanted, and they just raided my home and took them. Went through my wife's underwear drawer even in an attempt to do this, made sure the press was there. And there was a special prosecutor assigned to actually look into if Donald Trump had broken the law. This despite the fact that a president can declassify any document he wants at any time he wants for any reason he wants. No questions asked. There's no protocol. So we all knew that was a little fishy. But once again, we thought, well, this is a desperate attempt to just frame Donald Trump once again for something. But guess what happened? Lo and behold, they found top secret documents at the Biden Center in UPenn that Joe Biden was in possession of. And then they found some in his garage, in his home in Delaware, next to his car. A garage, he says, well, I locked it. You locked your garage. Big deal. Mar-a-Lago, by the way, has Secret Service on duty 24 hours a day. I don't think Joe Biden's garage does. I don't think UPenn does. And the press, of course, scrambled to tell you what a big difference there is. There's a huge difference. Joe Biden's lawyers found these and voluntarily turned them over. They're cooperating 100%. Donald Trump was trying to obstruct justice by not turning them over. That's the big difference. He had hundreds. Joe had relatively a small amount. Well, we don't know that because we don't know the extent of this yet. So that you're getting ahead of the cart there. As a matter of fact, then they found one at a third location recently, the other day. But let me explain to you what the difference actually is, because it's going to be important later when I tell you why things are not what they seem. The press is right. There is a huge difference. The huge difference is a vice president of the United States has absolutely no power to declassify any document. Therefore, every document he has illegally, and they cannot have been declassified because he had no power to do that. That's a big difference. Second big difference is the National Archives, when they discovered Obama had a few, said, well, he willingly turned them all over. That was just a mistake, and we have everything we need now. There's nothing out of place. Well, we know now that's a lie. That's impossible. How could Joe Biden have these in possession if everything was in place? So that's not true. The National Archives lied. Otherwise, they would have said, no, there's still missing documents here. Third difference is Donald Trump had literally just lost the election, if that's what you want to say happened. Joe Biden had been out of office now 7 years. Six going on seven. So these documents were there for 7 years. Here's the problem with that. The Biden Center at UPenn was not in existence for 7 years. That's where some of the documents were found. So where were the documents before this? Who handled them to get them there? How many times were they handled? Who came in and out of the UPenn Biden Center? You know, that same center that the Chinese had literally over the course of several years donated 40-some-odd million dollars to, and nobody cares to ask why. Why is the Chinese government donating 40-some-odd million dollars to the Biden Center at UPenn? Could you explain that to me, please? What interest do they have in that? And why are there top-secret documents there? And who put them there? Since they weren't in existence for the six-plus years, they were moved from somewhere. And they were placed there. And Joe Biden says, I didn't place them there, and I have no idea who did. Okay, well, somebody did. Somebody moved them at least once. So that's fascinating, isn't it? We now have a situation where Donald Trump is considered obstructing justice for holding on to documents literally for just a couple of months. When the FBI knew exactly where they were, knew they were secure, told Trump to further secure them, that's obstructing justice. Joe Biden has no idea where the documents came from, who put them there, why they're there, where they were before that, or how they got in his garage. But he's not obstructing justice because the minute we found them, we turned them over. It took you 7 years to find them? Hey, you weren't looking very hard. What made you look all of a sudden, I wonder? I wonder all of a sudden why lawyers start looking. Well, I have the answer. You care to hear it. You see, when the Republicans won the House, the National Archives are overseen by the Oversight Committee, which will now be Republican-run. James Comer had said, we intend to look into the National Archives because we have a sneaking suspicion, which I do too, that pretty much every sitting president and probably vice president and probably other politicians, when they leave office, probably took documents with them. It's not an unusual thing. It's not even illegal if you're the president because you can declassify those documents. You'd have to literally be caught trying to sell top secret documents to a foreign agent for a different law to be in effect. But you just having them in your possession, and I suspect many vice presidents took them too. So now the next question, the next logical question is, well, if it's no big deal and everybody does it, why did they raid Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate? And why are they now having a special investigator looking into Joe Biden if this is no big deal? Very good question. Well, let's answer the first one. The FBI clearly knew where the documents were. They clearly knew they were in no danger of being moved. There's cameras all over the place there. They weren't there looking for those documents, folks. That was the excuse. You know when you get pulled over sometimes by a police officer and you've done nothing? And it might be late on a Friday night and they say, well, you crossed the yellow line just a little bit, so I wanted to make sure you're okay. Which is code word for, I just thought maybe I'd catch a drunk driver. Been slow tonight, so I figured I'd stop you. Well, that's what the FBI did. They weren't in search of those top secret documents. They knew where they were. They wanted carte blanche to go in there in hopes that they would find something that would implicate Donald Trump in the January 6th hearings that were going on. They figured if we can search everywhere, including Melania's underwear drawer, we're going to find something on Donald Trump that will implicate him in the January 6th supposed insurrection and prevent him from running for president and possibly even indict him. They didn't find anything because there isn't anything. So then they found nothing, so they had to go by the old, well, he had some top secret documents, and you're not supposed to have that, you know, the same ones that Obama had, and just gave back, supposedly. That's, you can't do that, so we have to investigate that, and that means we have to look everywhere. Interesting. There was no raid on Joe Biden's house after they found top secret documents at his Biden Center at UPenn. They didn't then say raid the house, raid all of his houses. He got three or four of them. They didn't do that. But the timing is very suspicious because this was done in November and we didn't even hear about it until recently. So they held on to this information for well over a month and a half. They knew this before the midterm. They were trying to get ahead of the story, folks. And I'll tell you why they were trying to get ahead of the story. Because they, just like I told you, they know that every president and vice president has done this. When they're on the news saying this really isn't a big deal, they're not lying. It really isn't that big of a deal. Neither was Donald Trump's. You see, they made that up in search of something to implicate Donald Trump in January 6th. When they found nothing, they had egg on their face, so they said, well, it's the top secret documents that did it, knowing full well that that's an occurrence that all presidents have, and vice presidents, and probably other politicians. Then when the Republicans won the House and Comer said, we are going to look into the National Archives, they knew what they were going to find. They knew they were going to find Obama did this, Bush did this, Joe Biden probably did this. They knew they were going to find them. So to get ahead of the story, they told his lawyers, go get those documents and turn them over. Because they thought those documents were causing any trouble. Far from it. They were there for 6.5 years. Any trouble they were going to cause had already been caused. The reason they did it is because if those documents were found by the Republicans, they couldn't try to prosecute Trump. They would have to admit, yeah, that's pretty common. You know, it's never really been a big deal. And then the next question would have been, then why did the FBI raid Mar-a-Lago? And what were you going to say? You were going to say, oh, well, it's different because, no, it wasn't different. Then the jig was up, and you were going to have to admit, well, we really just used that as an excuse to search Donald Trump's house because we figured he had a whole bunch of hidden stuff about January 6th and the insurrection, but we came up empty. And they didn't want to do that. So guess what they did? They said, oh, go get those documents. And we'll make a big deal of it. And we'll have Merrick Garland come out and say, well, we're going to appoint a special investigator who will do nothing. If you're waiting for something to happen to Joe Biden over this, you're nuts. They're going to say, well, he had no idea, and they were very cooperative, and it was no big deal, and there's nothing to see here. Because they have to. They absolutely have to. If we had not have won the House, if the Republicans did not win the House, you never would have heard of this. You never would have heard any of this. But they had to get ahead of this story. Because if they didn't, then they had to admit that this was a politically motivated attack on Mar-a-Lago. Which is exactly what it was. Exactly what it was. So now we have some questions that need to be answered. One is, if we have equal justice under the law, when you found those documents, number one, my first question is, if they're top secret documents, the lawyers that found them, do they have clearance to have those documents, possess those documents, look at those documents? I don't know. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. I would suggest they probably don't. Second question is, who moved them there? They couldn't have been there for 7 years because that center did not exist. So who moved them there? Did they have clearance? Why didn't they turn them in at the time? Who moved him to Joe's garage? And why would they go to his garage next to his Porsche? You know, that Porsche that sits in the garage of one of his three or four homes that he has somehow managed to acquire on a senator's salary, which is approximately, I don't know, $150,000, $200,000 a year. I don't know about you, but I don't know anybody who makes $150,000 a year that has three homes and Porsches and million-dollar mansions, and I don't know anybody like that. It's very interesting. Where's all that money coming from? Meanwhile, where these documents were found is a place that was funded in large part by China. There's that word again. Meanwhile, one of the houses in which a document was found is Joe Biden's house, but it's under Hunter Biden's name. Bet you didn't hear that one before. That's interesting, isn't it? How come the donations only came after the Biden name was put on that center in UPenn? Then all of a sudden the Chinese donations start pouring in. That's odd. Anybody want to ask why? Well, we don't care anymore. So they're lying to you, folks. They're making pretend that, well, it's not as serious as what Donald Trump did by any stretch of the imagination. And we believe Joe Biden handled this in the very best way he could possibly handle it. But we do understand that it's still not good to do this. So we will investigate it and make sure that everything's above board. But, you know, good old Joe, I'm sure everything's fine. Yeah, because everybody's done this. This is not new. I guarantee you Ronald Reagan did it. I guarantee you both Bushes did it. I guarantee you Obama did it. Obama did do it, we know. And I guarantee their vice presidents did it too. It's not unusual. It's just not. And they know it's not unusual, but they used it as an excuse to perpetrate an FBI raid looking for something else. Oh, yeah, we were just in there for them documents, and look what we found. We found evidence that Donald Trump had colluded with some groups to storm the Capitol, except that didn't exist because it never happened. It was the FBI themselves who poked and prodded people into trying to storm the Capitol, as we know with Ray Epps and others. So they had to cover their tracks. They knew the Republicans were going to look into the National Archives. They knew what they were going to find. James Comer, in a recent interview, said, it's true, it's actually kind of common that presidents get these documents, even vice presidents. But for presidents, the law is very clear. They can declassify them at any time. So then the next question out of people's mouths is, well, how do we know they were declassified? Because Trump said so. That's all that needs to have happen if you're the president. Maybe he really didn't. But he said he did. So once he says he does, it is. So I don't know what your point is. The vice president has no power to do that. So every one of these documents that were found, unless Obama declassified them, which we have no way of knowing, we're not declassified. And if he did declassify them, why is Joe got them? Well, it was an accident. Packing up my toothbrush and my Polident and my bran flakes, and we just happened to throw them in there. Okay. Well, you know what? I believe Joe Biden. I believe that Joe Biden may not have known that he had them. But here's the situation. Who moved them? Someone did. And those people had to know what they were moving. And they moved them more than once. My second question is, when you found this out in November, how come you did not instantaneously report this? How come you didn't say on the very day it happened, just like you did with Donald Trump, oh, look what we found. Why'd you wait? Why'd you wait till after the midterms? And you weren't even going to say anything then, right? You waited till January. Well, we were just going to see if we could find others. Oh. Well, how come it wasn't instantaneous? How come you didn't say, well, we just found top secret documents? You're going to have to get the FBI to raid every one of Joe's home. See what's in there. Make sure you get the media with you so they can take pictures and we can put it on CNN on a loop. Joe Biden's estates have been raided by the FBI in search of top secret documents since some was found in his Biden Center at UPenn. How come we didn't hear that? Instead, they just like, oh, yeah, at your earliest convenience, if you lawyers want to look around a little more, see what you can find, if you happen to find anything, let us know. We'll be sitting around doing nothing. That's not what you did with the Trump situation. So I think it's very clear, folks. I think we have very clear evidence now that the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago was a farce. It was an excuse and an attempt to get a broad search warrant to look everywhere for anything they could find that would implicate Donald Trump on anything. And if worse came to worse and they found nothing, which is exactly what they found, then they would use the excuse of, well, there were top secret documents there. And that's what they had to fall back on. So what are they supposed to do now when they find out Joe had some? They have no choice, right? They have to protect the FBI. So they say, oh, okay, yeah, we'll look into that. That's not good. Nod, nod, wink, wink. We know it's fine. Everybody's done it. But if we say it's fine and everybody's done it, then the gig is up with why we raided Mar-a-Lago. And we have to admit it was politically motivated. It wasn't just for top secret documents, right? So there you go in a nutshell, folks. That's it. That's the story. Nothing's going to happen to Joe Biden. And you now hear the news media and the press and other politicians saying it's a very different thing what happened with Joe Biden and what happened with Donald Trump, because Joe Biden voluntarily gave up all of the stuff, gave it over. Okay, you didn't even know it existed, apparently. Apparently you knew Trump's existed. How'd you know that? Because Donald Trump told you he had them. And you told him to put an extra padlock on the room with security cameras and Secret Service actually guarding that place. And that wasn't good enough. But a garage next to somebody's Porsche or the Biden Center at UPenn where people come and go all the time, that is good enough. That's a public place. You can walk in and out of there. How about that? So that would make it way worse. Way worse. But you see, they're trying to downplay it because they know eventually they're going to come up with a, this is no big deal defense. We've looked into it. Joe knew nothing of it. It was accidental. They were packed away. You're never going to hear who moved them to UPenn. You're never going to hear that. You're never going to hear how one got in his garage, let alone somewhere else, some other property he had. You're never going to hear anything about that. They're just going to write this off and say, very different situation because Donald Trump is a Republican. Joe Biden is a Democrat, so Joe Biden's allowed to do these type of things. And we just smile and laugh and say, it's really not a big deal. If Trump does it, it's the end of the world as we know it. And requires immediate FBI raids. So there you have it, folks. That's the big secret. The big secret is this is no big deal. People are saying they got Joe. He did the same thing as Trump. Now Joe's going to be prosecuted. Nah, it's no big deal. Not doing anything. Every president did this. The vice presidents did it. It isn't a big deal. The news is right about that. It's not a big deal. It wasn't a big deal when Donald Trump did it either. Here's what is a big deal. We now know that Adam Schiff himself actually contacted Facebook to have journalists' accounts removed and censored. You heard me right. Studies about the vaccine, studies about COVID, remove them. It's inconvenient to our narrative. And lo and behold, just a little while later, removed. Now, there's so many people who have said to me, Twitter and Facebook are privately owned companies and they can do what they want. Incorrect. When you take your marching orders from the government and you literally become an arm of that government, you are no longer a private corporation. You're a governmental arm. And you are devoid of those rights. You can't, in effect, say we are going to turn Twitter and Facebook into a propaganda arm for the left wing's ideologies. And we are going to force those companies to say what we say is true and what the opposition say is false. You can't do that. That is illegal. But they did it. And we now know they did it. They did it with Twitter. They did it with Facebook. And while Mark Zuckerberg is bending over backwards and giving half of his salary to the Democrats to run for offices, he's also making sure that their propaganda gets full exposure. And the actual facts get buried so that nobody ever needs to worry about those pesky Republicans coming up with the facts. We don't want them to hear the facts. We want them to hear our ideologies and our dream world mentality. Because our plan is to make it look as though everyone agrees with us and the very, very small minority of people may disagree somewhat, when in fact, it's a very, very small minority of people who agree with them and a huge amount of people who think they're full of crap. But peer pressure is a big thing, folks, and you get on your social media and you're like, wow, I guess it's universally understood that these vaccines are perfect. It's universally understood that this came from a wet market in Wuhan. It's universally understood that masks work. Universally understood that the shutdowns were necessary. I guess they were. I guess all that's right. In the meantime, the 80% or 70% are screaming, no, no, this is all incorrect, and they're just not being allowed to talk. So you get the minority's opinion as the majority. That's what happened. And we now know that. I'm running out of conspiracy theories because every single conspiracy theory that it was claimed that I floated has come true. And we now clearly see evidence of it. So now who looks stupid? And the only reason, I'm not even blaming the average public. Because the average public turns on the news, they hear the news, and they say, well, whatever they're saying must be true. Well, it's the same way with social media. They go on there and say, well, if that's what everybody's saying, if that's what, you know, the general consensus is, it must be true. It's not the general consensus. It was only made to look like the general consensus. That's the difference. So where do we go from here? Well, here's what you're going to get. You're going to get the Republicans bloviating and yelling and screaming and hollering and saying Joe Biden needs to be impeached over this, and this is the worst thing that's ever happened in the world. They're going to say that this was a witch hunt for Donald Trump, which is partially correct. But you can't have it both ways. You can't say it's perfectly natural for a president to have these, but Joe Biden should go to jail. Now, I know Joe Biden wasn't the president at the time, and that does make it worse. But I'm not interested in something as commonplace as people who took documents from the White House after they left office. And from every single source that you can possibly source that are politicians and people in the know, they say it's really just not that uncommon. Okay, then why is this a big investigation? It's a sham investigation. So is the Trump investigation a sham investigation? But it had to be made to look good. Otherwise, what? You just admit I weaponized the FBI? You just admit I sicked the FBI on Donald Trump because I want to prevent him from running for office again? It all comes back to that same question I've asked everyone since basically the day I started the show. Why are you going to these elaborate, illegal, clandestine, complex lengths to try to prevent a man from running for president that you claim can't win? If you honestly think he couldn't win, and you honestly think, man, he's a deadbeat candidate, you'd be rooting for him. You'd say, yeah, I'll make him the run. Let him run. That's exactly who we want to run. We'll crush him. Right? Wouldn't you want the weakest guy so that your party has a much better chance of winning? Of course you would. So it's quite obvious with the lengths that the Democrats are going that they fear Donald Trump. They fear him because they figure he will win, and worse, they fear him for what he knows about them and what may actually happen if he gets into office in regards to their own personal underhanded dealings. That's where the situation is right now, folks. And we're hearing, well, we're going to investigate Hunter Biden. I don't care if you investigate Hunter Biden. I don't care one damn about whether Hunter Biden paid his taxes, smoked crack off a hooker's stomach. I don't care about any of those things. I only care in relation to how it affected Joe Biden. And when you tell me that some of those secret documents had to do with the Ukraine, that worries me. Because this was happening at a time when Joe Biden's son was getting a job, a very high-paid job, in an industry he knew nothing about, in a country where he did not speak the language. And we clearly have emails on his laptop basically saying, you're getting this because your dad's the president and or the vice president, and we're going to get access to him, correct? Tony Bobulinski saying, well, yeah, that was the scheme the whole along. The actual Biden Center at UPenn, during an email conversation, was said to be a wealth creator. That's why we're doing it. Creation of wealth. Wealth for who? And why did the Chinese pour money into that? Who's that creating wealth for? This is dirty, dirty business here, folks. The Democrats could not wait to run when they realized that the House was going to the Republicans and James Comer had said, we are going to investigate the National Archives. They said, uh-oh. Well, let's get ahead of that and we'll voluntarily surrender all that stuff that we already know is there. Yeah, there just happen to be lawyers floating around Joe Biden's UPenn. Just happen to be lawyers floating around his garage next to his Porsche. Well, what's in this box? Oh, that's very interesting. There's some top secret documents. Come on. They knew exactly where they were, and they knew exactly what they were. And they left them there. They could have turned them in last year, the year before that, the year before that, the year before that, and the year before that. How come they didn't? How come it's only now? Well, that's a very good question. And that's one we need the answer to. How come now? How come you didn't reveal this before the midterms when it might have made a difference? Because you were hoping that the Democrats would squeak by and you would never, ever have heard anything about this. So while Joe Biden was on television saying, I don't know how anybody could be quite so careless as this. I don't know how anyone could be so careless as to take top secret documents, put them in a safe with a lock, and then a room with a double padlock, and have them guarded by the Secret Service. I don't know how anybody can be that careless. While he's got them laying in his garage in a box, like it's a bunch of old newspapers waiting to go to the recycle bin. Unreal. But folks, don't watch the left hand when the right hand is getting ready to punch you. The left hand is telling you, we're investigating Joe Biden on this. See how wonderful we are. We're playing fair. Smoke and mirrors so they can hide the fact that they weaponized the FBI. And now it's as clear as day you weaponized the FBI. As clear, that's what you did. And you did it because your January 6th committee had zero. It was a kangaroo court to begin with. You knew it was a sham. The American people knew it was a sham. That's why you wouldn't have any Republicans who actually supported Donald Trump on the committee, because you knew they would expose it as a sham. So you drug in Liz Cheney, who hates Donald Trump. You drug in Mitt Romney, who hates Donald Trump, so they could nod in agreement with everything you said, and you could say, see, we were bipartisan. No, you weren't. Nobody got to speak for the other side. You just all said, Trump's terrible, Trump was in on this, Trump did that, and nobody got to say, well, no, that's actually not true. No, you didn't have anybody. You didn't have anybody with any rebuttal. But you also didn't have any evidence. So you sent the FBI over there and said, please, dear Lord, Hail Mary pass, that there's something there, anything, anything that will stop Donald Trump from running for president, because, of course, he can't win. He's the weakest candidate, and we really, really, really are going to clobber him if he does, but we don't want him to run. Does that make sense? Or does it make more sense that they fear very strongly he will win, expose their game, and they are going to go to any length possible to make sure that doesn't happen because it's self-preservation? Just like they scrambled to find those documents when the Republicans won the House. Uh-oh. James Comer's going to look into this. He'll find them. Better get the lawyers over there. Just turn them over voluntarily. Boy, they found them awful quick. They knew exactly where they were. Exactly. And as far as Joe Biden, do I believe he didn't know where they were? Do I believe he didn't know they existed there? Probably. I don't think Joe Biden knows where the toilet bowl is without somebody pointing him in the right direction. But that doesn't mean that other eyes didn't look at anything he had, and we don't know how much he had or what it is. Theoretically, if I want to be Adam Schiff, I could say, well, that Biden Center was bought and paid for by the Chinese. How do we know that the documents that were there weren't there as a bribe? You pay us the money, you get to see some of these documents, China. You just come in with somebody, and we'll make sure you get your eyes on them. You can click a few pictures, and you got your top secret documents, don't you? And we've got our big money. How do I know that didn't happen? If I'm a CNN host, I could just make that up, right, and say, well, that's what Joe was doing. That's why the $54 million. He had funneled some secret documents over there that they wanted to see, and they paid. That's why they were there. I might be right. I might be wrong. But we need answers to that. Because once again, the UPenn Center, Biden Center, did not exist for that many years. So somebody moved them from somewhere other than the White House. When they left the White House, they went somewhere else. Then they went to the Biden Center. And maybe they made three stops in between. I don't know. You don't know either. That's the problem. We know where Trump's went from, the White House to a safe in Mar-a-Lago, guarded by the Secret Service, that the FBI was aware of, and that's still supposed to be grounds for prosecution. But Joe's left in a garage next to a Porsche. That's not grounds. That's not. Because he said, well, I locked the garage. Oh, big deal, you locked the garage. Anybody ever have their house broken into? Was the Secret Service guard in the garage? Were the documents in the safe? No, they're in a box. They're in a box next to his car. Like old newspapers. Outrageous and unacceptable, but not uncommon. It's uncommon maybe to be in a box in your garage, not uncommon for these politicians to have these. And while Merrick Garland is doing his old, oh, I'm being fair, I'm going to investigate this, nod, nod, wink, wink, he knows it's common, too. He knows nothing's going to come out of this. So does every Republican in the House and the Senate. So does every Democrat in the House and the Senate. So they better do the right thing. And they better come out and say this. They better come out and say, this is not that uncommon. What is uncommon is when the FBI raids you for it. So let's have the real reason that this raid took place, because it sure as hell wasn't for documents that they already knew existed there. So let's fess up. Will the Republicans do that? No, they won't. They won't. Because they know the American people will be satisfied with, well, Joe Biden's being investigated now. And they'll probably have to go easy on Trump now, too, because it's kind of the same thing. So they're kind of stuck and say, oh, you can't prosecute one without the other. So I guess we're going to have to let it go. No, that's not the big story. The big story is neither one of them are worth prosecution. Neither one of them are worth a damn thing. The real story is, why did the FBI raid Mar-a-Lago? Why were they ordered to do that? It wasn't for those documents, folks. It was on a fishing expedition to find anything else they could in a desperate attempt to either save the January 6th Commission from total egg on their face or in some way to prevent Donald Trump from running for president, because they fear the hell out of this man like I have never, ever seen anyone fear anyone. And all I know is this. When people this vile and this corrupt fear someone, I'm on their side. I'm on the side of the person they fear. Because that means something's up. When the people who I consider enemies of this country shake in fear at the prospect of Donald Trump running for president and winning, then that's the outcome I hope for. And that's the outcome you should hope for, too. They're not shaking in fear of anybody else. They don't care. Who's going to, well, if Ted Cruz was to run and win, that's okay. Mike Pence was to run and win, that's okay. Much as we don't like him, even DeSantis, if he runs and wins, that's okay. He doesn't have any deep, dark secrets on him. But Donald Trump, he can't win. Why? I thought you said, oh, well, Joe Biden will cream him. Just like he did last time. If Trump wins, Joe Biden will win by a wider margin. Great, then that's the guy you should want running. How come you're trying to stop him so hard? That's worth answering. Anybody who thinks that the Democrats truly believe that Donald Trump is incapable of winning this, well, you're not looking at things clearly. You don't try to stop someone who you know you can beat from running. Wouldn't that be, self-deprecating? Wait a minute. This is a guy we can beat easily. Why stop him from running? It's a scam, folks. Don't fall for it. It's very easy if you don't like Joe Biden to say, oh, see, he had top secret documents. He's just as bad, blah, 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 blah. This top secret document thing is bullshit. It's all bull. It's just all bull. Could Joe have potentially let people see these at UPenn? Yeah. Absolutely. Could have done it. I got no proof of it. Nobody's ever going to find any proof of it. What they're going to come up with is, oh, it's not that uncommon. Obama had some. He turned it over. Joe turned his over. It was only that evil Trump who refused to turn his over. Yeah, Donald Trump said, I've declassified these. These are mine. If the National Archive wants them, show me reason why they want them. And while they were in the negotiating phase of saying, well, this is why we feel you should turn them over, they just raided them. On whose orders? The same people are now going to say it's no big deal that Joe Biden had him in a box next to a Porsche in his garage in a house that Hunter Biden technically owned? Come on, folks. Nobody's that dumb. Not even Joe Biden.